Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Homie said, I love women, but I don't know how to love women.
Yeah, there you go.
What is Buddy talking about right now?
I love women, but I don't know how to love women. I love swimming. I spread legs and climb in it. Oh, what a feeling. 5 minutes to make children. Wish I could pick them. Some women be bad decisions. I love women, but I don't know how to love women.
I relate to that at a point in my life. But can you break down what you're saying when you're saying that?
I wasn't taught how to love a woman, so I don't know.
Right.
It's just a fact. I don't know how to love a woman.
Right.
I don't know how to be fucking
romantic.
No, I know how to be what I think is romantic.
Right, right, right.
But that might not be romantic. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for real.
I got romantic shit from watching Martin when he threw the candles out and had the oil and had the robe and all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And threw on the fucking Barry White. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is that romantic? I don't know. Listen.
Ladies got to tell us.
Ladies got to show you how to love them. Got to let you know what they love language is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever they love language is, they got to let you know what it is.
Right.
Because as men, it's so much on our plate. We're not going 50-50 no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm out in the field. I got to pay the bills. I got that on my back. I got protecting you on my back. The grass getting too high. I got to get that cut. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this dude at my job said some weird shit. Now I gotta come through there mm-hmm. and flex my presence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta be a man.
Mm-hmm.
Where does knowing how to love a woman fall into that when I'm so busy being macho?
Right.
I don't know. And that's where it came from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My wife right now, she always like, I don't like how you talk to me. And I be like, what I say?
Mm-hmm.
It's how I say it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear it because right. I'm saying it.
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm being rude.
But I would say this. And still a bachelor, ladies. Nothing has changed since the last interview. But you got to, it also boils down and something, you got to, that woman has to be appreciative of what you do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That woman has to be appreciative of what you do. Because mm-hmm. that goes into knowing how to love a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you come home to a clean crib. You come home to a dinner. Mm-hmm. Bills is paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all of this stuff, like, going out to eat.
Right.
Doing all of this, like, sometimes you can feel like you're not doing enough. And
right.
that can be the reason why you feel like, yo, am I doing the right? Am I doing this right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Doing the right thing? You know what I'm saying? So,
but it seems like, you know, that's where all the issues come in.
Mm.
Because you could do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And your shorty will fuck the pool guy.
It happens.
Or she'll fuck the nigga that
pool Allen the pool boy.
Do
half.
It comes from because there's no real situation.
The oil changes
in affairs.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not dealing with real problems. The
mechanic. Right, right.
It's just every time y'all link up, it's all vibes because there's no real problems. There's somebody dealing with the bills, the house, mm-hmm. kids, what they need, school shopping, the utilities. Somebody dealing with that. So I love women, but I don't know how to love women.
Right, right.
I lust women.
Yeah.
I spread legs and climb in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I know.
Right, right.
That's all I was taught.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And then knowing
my mother told me to stay away from the fast women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody else, all my old heads.
They around them.
It was Nick, yo, let me tell you something. Where I grew up at. Niggas used to say, you ain't getting no pussy.
Yeah.
And that was like a diss.
Right, yeah. Right. They used to tell us in the country, boy, you ain't even bust a grape yet. Get up out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you like, yo, you now, what? You spending all your time trying to fuck something.
Right, 100%.
Yeah. 100%. I teach my kids the opposite because that's the worst fucking advice.
Right.
That the niggas gave me.
Right. Yeah.
I swear, bro. I wish them niggas would have never gave me that advice.
You ran into that power too soon. You ain't know what to do with it.
Yo, bro, man.
Ain't even know what was going on.
Now, ain't even know. You bringing them through just to flex.
Right.
Facts. You're not caring about how none of them feel.
Nope.
Telling them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Bringing them through. You crushing them and sending them.
Yeah.
100%. That's what it is. But that's the worst advice that you could give a young, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, that's not it.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from a real spot.
Yeah, it is. I can tell it's from a real spot. And then, like, I know you got an old lady and you a bachelor, but I could tell a little contrast when I was listening to it. And my assumption after I was listening to the track, I was like, okay, he's saying he don't know how to love. Move someone, he don't know how to love, but you know, seemed like he might be trying to figure it out. But when I was listening to your verse, he was like, the hardest thing I had to do was learn how to love. And then you lost love. So maybe you a bachelor because you was hurt some type of way when you did experience that love and learned how to love. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was kind of getting from your verses when you were spitting.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it is.
I would say that's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I do this, man.
I thought I was in love one time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I was in love.
Oh yeah, the Casso got his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it might be hard to believe.
Fuck out of here.
It happens to the best of us.
All it do say can save the day.
Hey, yo, word is born.
Yo. Give me another cup.
Yeah. Hey, that's you. I ain't tell you, but I don't drink. I never drunk before, so.
High, okay. The highest point.
Hey, you can't get there drinking this shit.
Hey, yo. But, man.
I was young, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was young. You know what I'm saying? And I thought I was in love. I wasn't in love.
I was in love.
Fuck it. I was in love. I loved that girl. I was in love. You know what I'm saying?
He got older,
tried to rekindle things, you know what I'm saying? Made a better place. And nah, it wasn't that. I was just a thing. I never felt like that before.
Right.
I never felt like I was just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me feel, cause nigga, I'm Casso, bro.
Right.
What the fuck? I'm out here, I'm making moves, baby. Like,
yo,
you gonna do me like that?
Right.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Man, it happened to the best of us.
But in the same verse, you know what I'm saying? I say, you know, she not sexy at all. She got character flaws. But don't we all do? Thinking sex when I called you.
Mm.
Wasn't shit to rekindle. Can't believe that I miss you. What you been up to? Been a while since I fucked you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I heard all that.
know what I'm saying? You know.
Got a baby daddy corrupt you.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I'll be the one that you turn to.
Yeah, mm. You know. So, yo. I take my faults with it.
Yo.
Yeah.
Sometimes you dive into shit, you know right. what I mean, yourself. And, you know, but that comes into not having tunnel vision and being woke and being awake and being able to fucking see things from different perspective and knowing why she did what she did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And why I understand it now.
Yeah. That's why I was talking about the sequence of them tracks, man. They were just flowing off of each other. You know what I'm saying? It was like real cohesive how y'all laid them joints out.
Yeah, man.
And those. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yo, if you haven't heard it yet, you got to tap into it, yo. For real, for real. Yeah.
May 20.
May 20.
5/20/25.
5/20/25.
Yeah.
That's when
it's
going to drop. It'll be dropping. Yeah, man. The highest point. Got the exclusive.
Yeah.
So he got to listen to it before everybody else.
Yeah.
And he telling y'all what we've been telling y'all.
That we hotter than y'all niggas.
That we hotter. It's been that while. It's been that way for a while.
Just keep word up.
Separating from it.
Yeah, for real. And then it's like that leads into Zen. You know what I'm saying?
Zen Dream. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another dope one, man. And kind of what I was getting from Zen is like it kind of felt like y'all was talking about what you need versus what you want. And then talking about the differences between men and women on how they tend to choose the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
What I need is scheme. Cause all I want is to eat.
It's a queen.
But all I want is a freak.
Misguided.
She need a king.
What she need?
But all she want is a nigga with cream.
Yo.
Pull up clean on the scene.
Yo.
In the Lexus or a Beam. It ain't all what it seems. So maybe it's just a dream.
Yo.
I battle with different demons. My life is a sacred story. If I could predict the ending, no wonder I'll stay the course.
It's layers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can tell that y'all, you know, really focus on your pen and just... You can have that imagery when you're listening to what they're talking about. And then also, it's not like it's education at the same time. It's like, you know, for those who haven't been through it yet or maybe going through it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, is this really what you want to do or not?
Hey, listen, I lucked up with that one.
Mm.
Just so happened that Smooth ain't have his verse done, and I had two done. And I was and just so happened he had the hook, and that hook is fucking fire.
Indeed.
Fire. And yo, we was in there doing that shit, and he ain't had, and I'm like, well, I mean, I got another verse. He like, all right.
Yeah.
I went in there, put that shit down. We listened to that shit back, and it was just like,
yo.
There's it go.
Yeah, that shit'll go.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Cause I wrote, you know, the hook is
The hook is the hook.
Yeah, it's the highlight.
Yeah.
Yo.
The highlight, bro. That hook is fucking crazy.
Zen Dream is our nephew.
Yeah.
We named that after our nephew.
Yeah. Shout out to Zen Dream.
My sister don't even know that yet though.
Wow. Yeah.
She gonna be like, yo,
I want to get into New League as well, man. Insight on what you was meaning by people treat you different when they see that third eye is open.
There's a saying that you have to unteach yourself to teach yourself again, right?
Mm.
So like when I say that, I'm saying that they rule you different when they see you with that third eye open. Fuck tunnel vision. I'd rather see what's out in the open.
Right.
Which means is I'd rather learn what people don't want you to know. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I'm after that information.
Right.
What is kept in the dark? Because that's where most of the light is.
Right.
That's pretty much what I'm saying when I say that. Like, when you start opening up your third eye, and you start, and not even your third eye, because that's what they say, but when you just start teaching yourself, and you just start enlightening yourself, you know what I'm saying? You start viewing things differently.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You start seeing shit from a broader perspective.
Right.
You start being able to see shit from different perspectives.
Yeah.
You start to be able to control your emotions because of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers get into shit and they do things because they don't ever, they can't see things from another perspective as to why someone reacted the way they reacted or why the outcome to a certain situation was that outcome. You know right. what I'm saying? But when you start doing your research and you start enlightening yourself and you start fucking opening up to information to receive, you start being able to be more grounded. Bro, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of things that you might react to off of impulse, you don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's all that is. I'd rather see what's out in the open. Like, tunnel vision, you can't, what you you know what I'm saying? You're too focused.
Right.
It's okay to be focused, but don't be too focused that you not seeing what's going on around you.
Right, right. You may not know how to pivot if you too focused on tunnel vision. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people tend to put on a pedestal more is tunnel vision.
What you going to do when something go wrong?
Right.
How you going to react to that?
Right, right.
Are you even going to see it coming?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, for sure.
Like.
For sure. I get that.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And then right after that, you said, you can't tell the difference between love and hate when you don't value nothing. I thought that was an interesting bar as well. You know what I'm saying? Because that's real talk. What y'all laughing at?
Seven wall, baby.
That's hey, real
look,
shit.
Look, sometimes I hear him say, I'm in the studio with him, and I be like, this nigga going crazy.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Evan Wild, baby.
You know? They view you different when that third eye open with a purpose. Fuck tunnel vision, I'd rather see what's out in the open. So out of focus, you see it coming, make no adjustments. Can't tell the difference between life and death when you value nothing. We in the league by ourselves. You hear them guys, then you don't, that mean they shelf. You know the cheese real when it melts. This would be the realest shit you felt. She in the league by herself. She want a man, she don't need a nigga help. That ass fat, it's gon' pop that Gucci belt. She like, this wop gon' be the realest shit you felt. Hold up.
And most of the crash out dummies, that's what they, that's how they living.
Yeah.
They don't value anything, so they don't give a damn. They don't got nothing to lose.
Nah,
so they willing to do and risk anything.
They look at everything the same.
Right.
They look at everything as a reaction.
They don't have friends.
Right.
Or I don't have friends.
Right.
You know what I'm just saying, like, with y'all, what you talking about with the bar?
Right.
This day, what we, I'm saying, it's relevant because it's like, yo, these, yo, it's crazy.
Yeah. Could you imagine befriending someone that don't have values?
Yeah. But that's what they, that's what's going on.
Yeah. 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 You're putting yourself in danger if you decide to hang around someone that you know they don't have value. So
how can you trust anybody?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
Right. I don't want nobody around me like that.
You ain't got nothing to lose, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, your come up could be detrimental to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They could feel less of a person because they watching the homeboy then got a new job.
Right.
And now he got a little bit of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And now he feel like he trying to play me.
Right. That's
he's showing up with the bottle and the weed all the time.
Yeah, right.
Like, now he trying to play me. Like, yo, shit is weird.
He's
yo.
Showing up, yo, every time.
Shit
yo,
is weird, yo.
Fuck.
Right. And then from their point of view, if they don't value nothing, like you said, they can't tell the difference between love and hate. So
right.
Even when you're showing them love,
they think that shit is hate.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's part of the 42 laws.
Mm.
know what I'm saying? When the servant, he throws a party for the king,
mm-hmm.
and he goes all out, and the king feels some type of way. Because it's like, he's trying to show me up.
That's crazy. But it's...
But that's real. That's yeah, what
that's
it is.
That's real mentality.
You gotta, yeah. But you gotta watch how when you watching how you move in the room full of vultures. That's what right. you, because you could come in there and think that you could come in the building, or just let's take a job setting. Let's just mm-hmm. let's dilute it all the way down to a 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for whatever reason, there's a meeting, and there's some big wigs there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some guys there that are managers there. And you being, you know, just a guy that has a little bit of pull in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hold the meeting. And you do a phenomenal job.
Right.
To the point where the big wigs that came down say, you know, who's that guy?
Mm-hmm.
But now, everybody that you worked with, they all feel like you on some bullshit now.
Right, right. Look at his show off. He kissing ass.
Yeah, he kissing ass. You on some bullshit. They don't want to talk to you in the break room no right. more. They like, they got to watch. They feel like they got to watch what they say around you right. now.
But right. there's a such thing when you, never, it's crazy. Is there such thing? Another law is you never outshine the master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's when you understand. That's when you understand the nigga ego.
Yeah.
So right. if you got that homie that you gotta, but that's the thing. You gotta listen more than you speak. You gotta, even your homeboys, you gotta watch niggas. Cause if you notice that every time like somebody outside of the clique, mm-hmm. nigga come through and he like, yo, that nigga car always coming through that car. I'm like, shit, I'm from around rob that nigga.
Right.
You got to pay attention to the little things.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So when you get up on your feet, you got to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do no flossing around this nigga.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how you got to keep it. You know what I mean? I'm just keeping it a band.
Yeah. Fuck tunnel vision. I'd rather see what's out in the open.
Wall, right. Man.
Hey, yeah. Listen. Real shit, bro.
Yeah, it was reminiscent. Like, it reminded me of the whole Nipsey tragedy, man. That ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You want to put it in that perspective?
Yeah, it reminded me of that because, you know, buddy, he couldn't tell the difference between love and hate. He had no values, and he came after Nip like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And he obviously showing him love, even allowing you to be in his presence when he know you ain't got your mind right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, and that's a step a lot of us shouldn't risk. But then it's messed up. You feel like, damn, maybe this person can be saved, maybe not. But it's hard to tell the difference.
You got to know when to leave.
Yeah.
You gotta know when to leave, man. Like, you gotta know, you gotta be aware of who's around as you progress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's fucked up because you love people and you have relationships with them, but you gotta develop a love from a distance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because people change over time. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody can't come.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
And that reminds me, brings me to this right here, this track. So sometimes you just gotta get out of the way. You know what I mean?
7 Y, baby.
7 Y.
Straight up.
Hey y'all, this ain't for the weak, so what you reap is what you made off. Since I got them Urkels out the circle, I've been well off. It's too far to see, cause it be closer than your day ones. The reaper on the street, so I be on and off the radar. This money never sleeps, so you just hit me on the wake up. Niggas slave all weekend, treat the weekend like it's playoffs. Me, I grind all weekend, treat the weekend like I'm laid off. I make sacrifices for the shit you niggas pray for.
7 Y, baby.
Not even close, man.
You dig me?
Foundation.
Are y'all listening right
we
now?
We on fire.
Yo, listen, bro. The thing about it
we
is...
We on fire.
Hold on. The thing about it is when you making this type of music, you got to be okay with niggas catching on late.
Yeah.
You got to be okay with it. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of shit that I caught on late. I caught on a Nipsey late.
Right.
And Nipsey was talking that shit.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for a long time, for bro. Sure. Like, I bumped Nipsey old shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you gotta be okay with niggas catching on late when you talking shit like this. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
it is what it is. But just know, when you get a dose of it,
right, you ain't talking that shit like this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You ain't talking about some weird shit.
Yeah, man. Like, this track to me, when I'm listening to it, I'm feeling like the name of it is out the way.
This
I feel like
I'm
y'all
the bartender. I don't want to spill that shit on my Tinder. Yeah,
he got bad luck from last time.
Had me all over the internet looking wild.
Yo, that joint was crazy, though.
Yo, he's doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
He's fucking up the Tims on purpose.
Yeah. Right.
I bet. The next one.
But don't come looking for love.
But don't come looking for love.
He did his point. We got it on the butters. Them just, those are shot.
Hey, right.
How many Tims do he got?
Right. I know he had to get some new ones after that
spilling
last time.
Champagne on my Tims on niggas out here, man. What's good?
Yeah, but this track right here made me feel like y'all was talking about, the name of the track is Out the Way. It made me feel like y'all was talking about removing people out of your life that are dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
People remove themselves, bro.
Indeed.
That are dead weight.
Indeed. You know what I'm saying?
We've literally, out of friends and family, we've literally never removed ourselves from an individual.
Nah, bro.
Everybody has removed themselves.
I got the same phone number.
In due time.
Mm.
We move to a point and we keep going, and eventually niggas drop off.
I got the same phone number. I want to change my shit.
We send niggas emails.
Like, I want to change my phone number.
Send niggas emails. Number, throw niggas beats.
Mm-hmm.
No responses. It is what it, we. It's never personal. We never took it personal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we always be like, we doing our due diligence.
Right.
Yeah.
We doing it now.
Can't say we ain't did it. But the thing about it is, it's like,
doing it now.
You got to think about what it looked like to some people.
Right.
That only can see you on the internet. Mm-hmm. When they can be like, pick up the phone, a nigga FaceTime you.
Right.
And you might be in the crib. Yo, what's good, my nigga? Yo, what the fuck? Oh, it makes you feel, okay, I'm still close to that person.
Right.
But when a motherfucker look at what you're doing and they got a perception or a perspective of that, and they feel like you unreachable.
When they got your number.
Nigga, call me.
Right. So what would you say to them if they say it go both ways? Why don't you call me?
Nigga, I'm moving. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, I'm moving, bro. Amen. Like, it's I'm moving, bro.
Right.
And at the same time, I'm watching y'all niggas over social media. Mm-hmm. I'm watching what y'all niggas pay attention to and watching what y'all niggas is sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I just dropped. I know I just had this show.
Right.
I know I'm posting pictures. I'm watching y'all niggas not support. I'm watching y'all niggas share twerk videos and share ignorant shit.
Right.
And here it is. I'm your cousin.
Right.
I'm your family. I'm your homeboy.
Your bros.
I'm your bro. I'm doing all this. I'm trying to put it on my, are we putting it on our back?
Right.
But niggas is going to, niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm watching
niggas use their time for.
Yeah.
So why I gotta reach out?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm watching what you using your time. Now if you was locked in, you like, oh, bro.
Niggas be expecting something.
Yeah, but I don't listen to a lot of things that I support.
Right.
Just because I'm like, you know what? Share, comment.
Right.
Like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm, because I'm gonna boost a nigga ratings.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Facts.
If I see you posting it, if I see you, what's your name? I don't gotta listen to it. I don't even care.
Right.
I'm just gonna put my name on it. I'm a comment on it. I'm gonna share it. I'm a stamp it.
Right.
Cause you doing something. Hey, my nigga, take this and move forward.
Yeah. Right.
But you got some niggas that be like, they see shit and then they hit you, and they ask you a weird ass question like, "Hey, yo, y'all had that show already?" And that shit was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But you've been on social media.
But you've been on social media the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I understand. Like, way more strangers have posted my show than people that know me personally.
Exactly.
I mean, by a large amount. Yeah, I mean, probably.
Because the thing about it is just like this.
Come with the game.
Niggas niggas don't expect you to be successful when you take on something that they don't.
It's unreal to them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unreal, they couldn't, bro. Like, wait, what? He started a podcast.
Right.
The fuck you know about podcasting?
Right. Yeah.
But you're successful. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to be.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Bro, you're successful.
Man, you're successful.
You ain't trying to be nothing, bro. We in your studio right now.
This is the highest point.
This is the highest point studio, bro.
This is it.
Nigga, you're successful.
Yeah.
Don't ever let nobody determine what your level of success or what success is to you.
Right, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? I had a nigga say, yo, man, y'all niggas is chasing y'all dreams. Nah, bro. We living this shit, bro.
Right.
We're not chasing nothing. We're not chasing nothing no more. We're not chasing nothing, bro. We living this shit. We've been living this shit.
Right.
Even if we once had that mentality like, yo, we about to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Once we started waking the fuck up, it was like, yo. And once Miss T was like, yo, nigga, y'all stars.
Right.
You need to walk it, talk it, dress it. You a star, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then when we checked in the hotel in Raleigh,
mm-hmm.
and the lady at the desk was like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she was like, knew what was going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, listen. Yeah,
it's moving.
Even when we was on that
you know what
way,
saying?
Even when we was on that way to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And Shorty in the Uber was like,
Oklahoma. We went to Oklahoma?
Where was that shit at?
Omaha.
Omaha. Oklahoma.
Same shit.
You went to Oklahoma? This nigga doing shows behind my back.
I had a show by myself.
What the fuck is going on?
I was doing his verses and my verses.
The fuck?
Omaha. But yeah, nah, though. When we went to Omaha.
Yeah.
Shorty was in the Uber. And she ain't want to act like, you know.
Right.
She ain't want to be on no groupie shit. And I respect it. But she like, where y'all going?
Yeah, she knew what was going on.
And we like, Omaha. She like, Omaha.
Cause I just was seeing her in the stories.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
but she came and picked the foundation.
While we promoting the show.
Yeah.
Hey, you better not tell nobody where the fuck we live at neither.
Even in that instance, she was like, you know, where y'all going? She knew who we was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But that's the work that we put in to get noticed by people.
You know? Right. Yeah, for sure.
It comes with the
game. The checking into the hotel and the receptionist, like,
knowing that
was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I would say that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was wild.
That's crazy.
To the point where.
That's a stranger.
Yeah.
Again, right.
That's a stranger.
Right. Yeah, that happened to me when I walked in Best Buy. I was in the cash register. Dude that was ringing me out. He's like, yo, you from that podcast, yo, you like you got you. I'm like, yeah. He like, yeah, man, I be checking you out.
Yeah,
that's what's
like,
up.
I ain't
that's
never like who this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what's
and
up.
Then he ain't even black. He's something else. I don't even know what he was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
and that was me. Like
be
don't
time.
Be your supporter,
right?
Bro.
Right.
It'd be like, yo, don't worry about who not. Like, it's somebody out there telling that you don't know.
Right.
That's telling somebody that you dope.
100%.
100%, bro.
100%.
Like, your supporters don't come from the people that you dap up every day.
Right.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Don't
absolutely
don't come
not.
From the
right.
motherfuckers who call your phone. It don't come from none of them niggas.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, real
niggas
real.
Will be on social media and watch you share shit and won't share your shit and then share something else competitive to you.
Yeah. Indeed. Yo, y'all saying stuff. I'm
it
living.
Be trash.
Yeah.
I got yo, bro. Man, I'm not even yo, man.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
I be looking at shit. I be like, yo, this shit is crazy. But on the flip side, though, we do got people that
mm-hmm.
we know that we related to, fam, that do fuck with our shit too.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's hand in hand.
It's right.
It's hand in hand. But them people, ironically, and shout out to them, and they know who they is. Mm-hmm. We don't talk to them every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't talk to them often. A lot of that is just like family occasions. We mm-hmm. run into them. Or I'm in town and I might run into somebody I went to school with and I'll be like, oh, and they sharing our shit. You know, right. It's like, damn, that's crazy. Yo, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it be the ones that you think
right.
would do it.
Right.
That don't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, but it is what it is. Hey, shout out to the ones that don't.
Yeah, shout out to them too.
Yeah.
I mean, because either way,
you the fuel.
You keeping pushing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you fueling it. You definitely fueling it.
Yeah.
You fueling yeah. it, bro.
Damn. And I resonate with that joint y'all said. Like, you never cut anyone off. People cut themselves off.
Maybe we don't got the conversation for a lot of shit either, too.
Yeah, bro. That's a lot, of it, too, bro. A lot of motherfuckers can't reach out to you because they can't have a conversation with you. Yeah. Your mind's somewhere else, bro. You're right. Elevated.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you running the whole studio right now. Like,
yeah.
What kind of conversation can you have with them?
This is, the Highest Point Podcast is the next big thing.
Yeah, indeed.
Foundation is the next. It is indeed. The next big thing. This is where we at.
Yeah, man.
I love this shit.
For real, for real.
I do.
I'm with y'all on that. Now, also something I heard y'all say multiple times in the album. I heard you mention 40 Days of Rain. Like, I'm like, yo, I done heard this on a couple tracks. What homie talking about? You know what I'm saying?
It's still 40 hey, days. We still
on them 40 days, baby.
Still on them 40 days. 40 days of rain. Yeah,
bro. What is 40 days of
it's
rain?
Still 40 days.
The flood.
Flood.
It's a flood, bro. That was back when we was in the streets. And we was putting out so much material.
Flooding the streets.
We was flooding.
Still on that 40 days.
So it just took, of course we're not flooding how we used to be.
Right.
But that's the Seven Noirs is a storm. So is it a flood?
Right.
It's the cleansing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a storm, nigga. We not raining every day, but we can rain for 2 days and flood this bitch out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, we still on them 40 days.
You
know what I'm saying?
The grind don't stop.
Nah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we still on them 40 days, nigga. Like, you about to get it.
So that makes sense to me now.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Yeah, because I'm like, yo, I got to answer this.
And don't leave out, but don't leave out the Almighty either.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Leave out the Almighty, because that's where it originated from.
Right.
But at the same time, still on them 40 days.
Right.
It's been 40 days for y'all dudes out here. For 40 days.
A lot of niggas got washed out.
Yeah. 40,
a lot of niggas think got washed out. I don't see no, you know what I'm saying?
Dropping that silly shit out here. Get out of here.
Washed out.
It's 40 days of rain.
Yeah.
You guys, is there such thing as getting washed up and getting washed out? Yeah. Niggas is getting washed out.
Yeah, 100%.
Out the way.
Yeah.
I don't see niggas.
Nah, man.
I don't see niggas, bro.
Hey, man, you can't see when you just moving forward, man. And that's the direction right there. Yeah. You know, I tell people sometimes only time you look back is to see how far you come. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you keep pushing forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, because taking that moment to look and see how far you gotten, because no, it's like one step at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look back too soon, you're going to feel like you haven't got far. You might be discouraged.
Right.
That's why you just keep stepping for a long time.
Yeah.
And then take a moment to look back like, yo, I've been moving forward. I see the progress.
Yeah.
And now, you know what I'm saying, got re-energized to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you're starting to maybe feel a little bit of doubt, like, wait. Yeah. Yo, I done made all these steps. I can't stop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. At some point, you're just like, yo, you can't.
Right.
You got to. Like,
that's how I feel.
Wherever
man.
The chips lay, that's just where they lay.
Right.
But you define your own success.
Facts.
Success is not defined by what someone else think or what someone else sees.
Mm-hmm.
Your success is defined by you. A nigga could get a job and be a manager at fucking Dollar General and be like, I'm on.
Successful. Yeah.
I'm popping.
Like, you know where I come from?
Yeah.
You know what I had to go through?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm out here.
I used to be stocking.
Right.
Now I'm the manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm eight in the gate and I'm out of this bitch.
Yeah.
Or I'm fucking salaried. I'm out of this bitch.
Right.
That's successful.
Yeah.
But to another motherfucker, to a flirty birdie, She right. might be like, yo, where you work at? Oh, I'm working at Dollar General. She might be like, man, get the fuck.
Right.
Bitch, I'm the manager. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so you got to define your own success.
Yeah, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Always. Like, fuck what everybody else thinking. Fuck what everybody else see.
Right.
What do you see in the mirror when you look in that bitch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's a yeah. fact.
Yeah, for real, for real. Y'all got to tap into the album, man. We done went through a whole breakdown, Bars to Life.
Yeah,
with none other than the foundation, man. It's like,
foundation. It's not
like I'm proud of y'all for this project, man. And like, just listen to your other work. Everything continues to just get better and better. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's what I expect. Cause I already, just like that lady in that salon that saw y'all, she saw something in y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see something in y'all. I see that, you know, a lot of things are just destined to open up and get to wherever you personally want to go. You know what I'm saying? And you keep getting those nuggets in life too. It's like just moving on with stuff y'all shared during the pod. People, just random people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, y'all just keep pushing forward. I can't wait till this project goes out. And anybody that's tuning in, you go ahead and tap into the foundation, man. This is a new movement. This is a real movement.
Yeah.
And you'll be part of it. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing it forward. Y'all got anything y'all want to tell the people? You know what I'm saying? And let them know why they should tune in to you?
Yo, man, you should tune in because there's nothing else to tune in to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, listen, bro. Like, it's some substance over here. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? We got the album coming out May 2025. Seven Noir is going to drop. And just stay tuned because Headliner Marketing is making some major moves.
Yeah, man.
And we right there with them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga D-Tide, my nigga Jeff. Yo, we going in.
Yeah, man. Salute.
So, yeah, bro.
Yo,
we coming to a city near you.
Stay tuned, man. Y'all stay tapped in. So until next time, you hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Finest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Lifestyle, style.